Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss personification. Okay, personification. Now personification is something that we have all studied since school days. Okay, and what is the basic definition of personification? When we give human qualities to non-human entities, that is what a personification is. Okay, giving human qualities to animals or non-human entities. Also remember that when we try to personify abstract ideas like truth, death, that is also an example of personification. So describing an abstract idea as though it is a human being. For example, in the play Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare, there is a famous line where he says, quote, death that hath sucked the honey of thy breath, unquote. Okay? Death that hath sucked the honey of thy breath. So in this line, the writer is trying to personify death as though death is a human being who is doing something. Then again, there is a very famous poem by Emily Dickinson where she says, quote, because I could not stop for death, he kindly stopped for me, unquote. Okay? And of course, the line goes on further. But look at how she has personified death. Because I could not stop for death, he kindly stopped for me. Okay? So personification of abstract ideas or treating abstract ideas as though they are a human being. This is an example of personification. And what is the purpose of using personification? It just helps to bring inanimate objects or abstract ideas to life. It just makes it easier for the reader to understand abstract ideas. Okay? And of course, it engages the reader's imagination more. Okay?